Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Joshua chapter 4, verse 7. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. Monuments have been the center of attention lately as a debate rages over which historical figures deserve a monument in their names. What are some reasons for having a monument in the first place? Above all else, a monument is designed to help people remember a certain person or event. God instructed Joshua to construct a memorial on the bank of the Jordan River. The Lord had miraculously stopped the river from flowing and allowed the entire nation to cross over into the promised land, a land He was now going to give them. This was truly a momentous event in the history of Israel, and the Lord wanted His people to always remember how He was there for them and had blessed them. So Joshua instructed the people to set up a monument of stones to serve as a reminder of God's goodness. We have those too. As you think about your own life, what monuments to God's goodness can you find? Perhaps you can review the clean bill of health from your doctor and rejoice in God's goodness. Maybe you can look at the family picture on the wall and count all the children and grandchildren and thank God for the blessings that He has brought into your family. We all have different reminders of God's blessings in our lives. But there is one memorial we share, the cross of Jesus. The empty cross stands as a reminder that Jesus has taken our sins away and won us the free gift of heaven. Throughout history, there will always be people who speak against the cross and tell us to take it down, but it is a visible reminder of the price Jesus paid to set us free from sin and death. It is a symbol of God's love for all mankind. Look to the cross today and every day, and be reminded of God's love for you. Dear Lord, thank You for sending Jesus to be my Savior. In the cross, help me to see Your love and forgiveness for me and the whole world. Help me to always remember that I am saved in Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.